This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Should the statue of Churchill be there or not, do you think?
Well, I've heard many arguments on both sides. Some say that he's a racist, some say that he's a hero. I haven't personally met him. But what I would say is that that question of whether he should remain should be put to the community.
Churchill, who practically single-handedly saved Britain... And they're wondering, should they take his statue down? The other thing I heard, I don't know if you guys saw this, but Beethoven is suddenly black. Yeah, Ludwig von Beethoven. Yeah, I used to play that on piano when I was a kid. It was one of the only things I could play. Woo! Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Ludwig von Beethoven is black. Revisionist history. Leonardo da Vinci was gay. I don't know if he was or he wasn't. I don't know if Beethoven was black. But I'm sure there are people, there are some documented stuff around this subject. But by the way, does he have to be? Is it going to make black people feel better if Beethoven is declared black? But this is the world we live in. Craziness. Leftists are crazy, folks, and they prove it to you every single day, multiple times a day. If you listen to this program and you're like, Kevin, all you do is beat up on leftists. I don't beat up on anybody. I give you the facts. You have America exporting dumb racism by BLM, Black Lives Matter, right? We've exported this absolute racist lie. And now we've got the UK looking at one of its iconic political figures. Is anybody, do they know about Dunkirk? Do they know about World War II? And Chamberlain and the appeasement and how Hitler was going to effectively take over Britain? I mean, they're just going to roll over until Churchill says, we will never give up. Do these people care about real history or do they just like making stuff up? I mean, let's take down the Civil War of this. Let's take down these monuments. Let me tell you something. If you're going to take something down, don't build another statue to another Democrat ever. Take every one of them down. Because if you want some flawed human beings, I give you the Democrats. Let's take down these Southern statues. Let's take down this. Let me tell you. What you should be taking down is everything that has to do with that vile party of lynching of Negroes. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, folks. All kinds of craziness going on out there for the leftists. You can't watch a leftist and not wonder what in the heck is going on in their demented minds. And I know you're thinking this. I know you do. Don't even play. You look at a news story and you read it and you go, what? And it could be about a grocery store robbery or, do I need to give you real life examples? The dude walking down the street that pushes an old lady down, she hits her head on a fire hydrant. People that are beating up white people just because they're white. You remember the story in Wisconsin where blacks were waiting for whites as they left the fair? Looting for the sake of looting, calling. I mean, I'm going to give you a list of crazy today. That's what I do. But when you say, Kevin, you're attacking the left, I'm not attacking anybody. I'm telling you what crazy looks like. It would be like you coming out in some stupid outfit and everybody not telling you. And I walk up and go, surely you didn't leave home in that. I mean, really? And you're like, dude, you're so rude. No, you're rude for wearing that. You know what's bad? You walked past a lot of friends and family, and they let you wear that crap. And I'm here telling you the truth about you, and you're mad. See, that's what I did. You got your Nehru suit on with your 15-inch tie, you know, going across. you don't match. You don't look good. Your fabric, you're spring and you're wearing summer. You know what I'm saying? And you're wearing white shoes after Labor Day. I don't know what you're supposed to, but the point is, I'm telling you, and you're mad at me.
Kevin, you're out there beating up on...
Look, this is not... I don't do this for sport. I got better things to do than just criticize. Now, I will admit, if we're friends, I will rank on you. I will have some fun with you from time to time. If you got a zit in the middle of your forehead, don't come around me because I'm going to mention it, right? But the point is, I do it out of love. These leftists, I'm not making stuff up. This isn't like I'm fabricating stories. This is their reality. What I'm telling you is reality. Let me give you a good example of how stupid leftists are. Joe Biden. You cannot watch Joe Biden and Donald Trump and say, I want Biden as my leader. It is mentally impossible to do that, okay? If you say, I really like that Joe Biden, you are absolutely certifiably stupid. There is no question about it. You have pegged the scale. Donald Trump is unquestionably a better leader than Joe Biden. So, I want you to think reality show. And you're in Africa. You're in the middle of the Namibian desert, okay? There's not much resource out there. And you're going to bank your survival on Joe Biden or Donald Trump. And let me tell you what leftists do. This is how stupid leftists are. In this situation, these people would choose the clown who can't even make a fire. Here's Donald Trump. He's got a fire starter. He knows how to build a bow drill. I mean, this guy is amazing, right? He can make fire just by popping his fingers. He's got a piece of rock that he formed from the sand that will reflect the sun's rays. The Duke is a fire starting wizard. But there are the leftists over there, you know, at night in the Namibian desert, freezing to death. It's so cold. And Donald Trump and the people over there having a party. He's got Sinatra singing, man. He's built a stage. He's built Vegas out there. These clowns, the leftists, pick a dude who can't hunt. Joe Biden, he can't set a trap. He can't shoot a bow and arrow. He can't even throw a rock hard enough to kill a grasshopper. Dude can't fish. He won't help building a shelter, but he sits around drinking water all day, bragging about how great of an outdoorsman he is, how he built beautiful bomas back in the day, as lions surround all these leftists and prepare to eat. Well, folks, this is a reality show. It's called Real Life. But they're... You know, the leftists don't seem to understand. This is real life. You're making big boy and big girl decisions here. And big Q, whatever. I don't know, whatever you may be. And they seem to think it's a joke. It is no joke. Neither is the Kevin Jackson Show. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Leftist idiots to their rotten, vile cores, and they are crazy, and they prove it to you every single day. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I don't say that. I say that not with pride, not with, you know, like I'm happy about it. I say that sadly. These people are part of the American fabric, and unfortunately, they're the tattered part. They're the part that you go, don't sleep on that in, because little Johnny peed on that side last night. That's who the leftists are, if you want to talk about the fabric of America, the mosaic of the blanket that we've woven here. Glad you guys are with me. Kevin, the KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Yep. Joe Biden is head of the, he's the reality, we're in a reality show, and Joe Biden is the leader of the left. That's who they've chosen to be their leader, and we've got Trump. Joe Biden has never, I want you just to put the parallel with these guys. Donald Trump, if he was the leader of our tribe, we'd be staying in Trump Tower. Joe Biden, I don't know where we'd be staying, probably in some sanatorium. an insane asylum. He's built nothing. He's done nothing. He's got a career that is an embarrassment. But the left want him to be their leader. They want him to be your leader, too. There are many examples, folks, of leftist dementia. Not just the fact that they've chosen a candidate with the malady of dementia, but the fact that everything these people do points to you scratching your head going, but that makes no sense. It would be like, well, I'm looking at a new home. And they go, where do you want to build it? I want to build it in the middle of the Santa Monica Freeway. That doesn't make any sense. Yeah, but that's essentially where we are. It could seem overwhelming at times, right? So much so that I can tell you, you at times feel like you're losing. You're like, Kevin, they just don't quit. They want to go after Trump because of... Remember when they wanted to go after Trump because of his response to the coronavirus, the Wu Flu pandemic? As if he went and got himself infected, infected America, tore down the economy, blah, blah, blah. They wanted to go after this man. Remember this? I know you don't. I know you have not forgotten this. Where's that at? By the way, have you heard from Nadler or Schiff or any other? They've thrown everything at him. Now it's all about the economy, boy. They got to get him on the economy. And they thought the Wu Flu was going to do it. I want you to understand, Democrats are so demented, they didn't want to blame the Chinese for a virus that came to America. And instead of solving the problem and trying to do it to where, to the benefit of all Americans, you know what these clowns did, these demented, deranged idiots? They said, let's bring down the economy. Is that a good, am I giving you enough examples? Overwhelming, right? You people losing jobs. I mean, we were supposed to panic. The stock market took a dump. Everything was bad until it wasn't. And then they seized on the next thing. Oh, my God, a black dude got himself killed in Minnesota by a white cop. Ooh, Nirvana. I mean, Democrats all over the country had that golden glow around them, you know, and they were so happy. Oh, you heard me say it. They were happy. George Floyd, it didn't matter what the circumstances were. And now we got this new one, right? We got Rashad Brooks. He done got himself killed by two white boys from Atlanta, them southern boys, you know. Ooh, they don't like them colored boys. And, of course, the video shows them being very cordial, having a routine conversation with this man. Hey, listen, you know, you've been reported, this, that, and the other. They run his record. He's on probation. I could give you 50 reasons why the cops were there. They were called, number one. Number two, they ran his record when, you know, he's got some problems. Number three, he's drunk. They determined that. So finally, what do? They do their freaking jobs. You want to know what the left does? They want to crucify him. You're fired. And you're indicted for murder, for doing your job. But I'm going to tell you, folks, all this is proof that you're winning. All of it. I know it sounds crazy. I know you feel overwhelmed. You're like, man, it is always something. That's okay. It's always something you can handle. You know what the good book says? God will give you what you can handle. And he's given this nation a lot. He's letting the leftists pile on. Just go ahead. Keep piling on. Keep piling on. But you know what? The nation can handle it. It's proof that you're winning. Consider the craziness and ask yourself this. How long is this crap going to last? How long are people going to tolerate this? How long are you going to take it? What's going to motivate you to action? And I mean real action, like the Atlanta cops. See, that took real action, what the Atlanta cops did. The Atlanta cops said, you know what? speaking of COVID... I can't come in today. Atlanta cops stopped taking calls. They're like, oh, y'all don't like cops. Okay. All right, colored people. You don't like cops? Don't do it. Let me tell you what I would do if I was a cop. If I was a big-time cop, ran like a cop organization, let me tell you what I would do. I would put out a memo, a public memo, and I'd say, this week, there will be no police protection in this country. I'm telling you what I would do. I would say everybody will be sick Every cop is going to take their sick day. So for you criminals, I'm letting you know, this week is your week. You want to talk about that movie, The Purge? This is your week. We will not be on the job. We will not be responding to 911. The only thing we're going to respond to is if an officer is down. If there has to be somebody doing something and he's down, whether he's plain clothes or whatever, we will come and kick your butt. But other than that, if you want to rob a bank, if you want to go beat up on some politician or whatever, do your thing. Warning, no conservatives. Anybody pro-cop, we will be helping them. Signing off. That's what I would do. Oh, Kevin, they're to protect and serve. They're to protect and serve people that respect them. Who do you protect and serve? You're going to protect and serve somebody that talks smack about you, that has no respect for your job, that one, I heard one group tell them, we're going to get you fired. This was in Portland or Seattle. We're going to get you fired. You ain't going to have no pension. Forget that these people have a job to do. Human beings. They want to run. They want anarchy. Fine. You want it? Have it. They're begging now. Please don't go there. Chicago's mayor was begging Walmart to say, please keep your business here. Please. Please. We got coming folks that need you, Walmart. Where are we going to get our chitlins? And Walmart's like, no, I ain't putting any more stores in black neighborhoods so I can watch them burn. That's millions of dollars of inventory. No way. So, let me tell you, hard lesson coming for America. You want to play leftism out? Let's play it out to its complete thing. If I'm the cops, fine. Go police. Call Kaepernick. Call de Blasio.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Full steam ahead as President Trump is continuing to make final plans for his rally on Saturday night in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the first rally in months because of the coronavirus outbreak in the United States.
We're going to be in Oklahoma, and it's a crowd like I guess nobody's seen before. We have tremendous requests for tickets like I think probably has never happened politically before.
The president also taking to Twitter and saying, any protesters, anarchists, agitators, looters, or lowlifes who are going to be in Oklahoma, please understand, you will not be treated like you have been in Seattle, New York, or Minneapolis. It will be a much different scene. Juneteenth celebrations continuing across the United States. June 19th marks the end of slavery in the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News. Seattle business owner Jory Rodolfo says his city's troubles began long before demonstrators took over six city blocks and called it the Capitol Hill Occupied Protest, or CHOP for short. Rodolfo saying he's seen the crime rate surge, more homeless people, and drugs and gangs taking over his downtown. He tells Fox News many business owners are fed up and leaving the city.
Speaking for myself and for other friends that have either restaurants or other businesses, I can tell you that it's about to have... Seattle is going to experience a mass exodus, and I hear people going to Idaho.
The Treasury Department is reporting U.S. charitable donations in 2019 were nearly $500 billion and marked the highest contributions ever. The Treasury Department saying that individuals, corporations, and foundations gave $446 billion to charities in the United States last year. That's an increase of just over 4%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Department tweeted this. Earlier suggestions that multiple officers from each zone had walked off the job were inaccurate. The department is experiencing a higher than usual number of call-outs with the incoming shift. We have enough resources to maintain operations and remain able to respond to incidents. Mayor, what do you make of this?
Well, you know, Chris, across the country, morale is down with police departments, and I think ours is down tenfold. This has been a very tough few weeks in Atlanta, and with the tragedy of Mr. Brooks, and then on top of that, the excessive force charges that were brought against the officers involved with the college students, there's a lot happening in our city, and our police officers are receiving the brunt of it, quite frankly. But what I will say is this, is my administration's had a great working relationship with our officers. In fact, our officers were given a historic pay raise by our administration, and it was so our officers wouldn't have to work three jobs and be fatigued, so that they could afford to live in the city of Atlanta, so that they would not be resentful about policing our streets, so that we could have the best to choose from our force. And so what I would say is, in the same way our administration's made that commitment to our officers, we expect that our officers will keep their commitment to our communities.
Do you think that the charges that came down today against Officer Rolfe warrant this kind of potential revolt by police officers?
No, I don't.
Well, that was Atlanta. Obviously, the Atlanta mayor being interviewed by Fredo. And he says earlier suggestions that they'd walked off the job. So let me tell you what just happened there. By the way, this is the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. When that police commissioner or whatever responded and said, no, we haven't walked off the job. That's a CYA move. That's a, no. We didn't violate any contracts. We haven't violated the public trust. We're still doing our jobs. Wink, wink. Yeah. Good for you, Atlanta PD. Good for you, LAPD transit cops, who just said, I feel like I'm coming down with something. Yeah, it's called the blue flu. I already told you guys what I wish for. I wish there was some big button you could push, and it would just, not only are you going to, you know, say there are no cops here, but let the criminals know. Let the criminals know. Nothing. Go do it. You want to... we're going to put out a word. And in fact, I think the police chief could do something very subtle. These police chiefs could do something very subtle. They could say, listen, there's been a lot of activity with police officers. I mean, I don't know how you do it, but they would couch it to where all the officers knew Tuesday through Friday you know, there's going to be a donut day, wink, wink, right? And don't show up. Don't arrest anybody. Do nothing. Respond to no calls. Do absolutely nothing. Now, this mayor, we gave him a lot of more money, yeah. Well, and you do know morale is down. Yeah, I wonder why morale is down with police officers across the country. You want to talk about legacy Obama? The morale is down because police officers are sick of this crap. Yeah, I did mention we made a movie called Bleeding Blue. It's going to be out. Again, we're meeting with the team. We're saying that the time to see, for everybody to see this movie, it is right now. So that's what we're doing. Anyway, morale is down. So she says, we gave them a historic pay raise. So, and I love this part. I love this part because this part is so condemning for the leftists and it and how they treat police. Here's what she said. She said, we gave them a historic pay raise so they wouldn't have to work three jobs. Now, we hear about teachers all the time. Oh, the poor teachers, they buy their own supplies and all this stuff. You have people that are getting the crap kicked out of them that are dying at geometric times of the perps that they go after. And she says, we gave them historic pay raises so they wouldn't have to work three jobs. She knows cops can't make a living, can't live in the very cities that they want to live. You want to know why the cops can't live in Atlanta? Because they can't afford it. That's what she's telling you. She's telling you, we have created an ecosystem where the people, you know, it's supposed to be police in your neighborhood. The police is like a school. A police officer is supposed to live near his precinct. That was the way it was set up. It was community policing. And police would be, okay, here's your geography. You'll know everybody. You know the hood. You're from the hood. I'm not talking about like a hood like black or white. I'm saying you know this is my neighborhood. So if it was old man White Johnson, cop, you know, grew up as a kid running those streets and knowing those kids, they'd say, you want to be a cop? We're going to put you in your area. Because you live there. I'm not saying you can't escape, but that was kind of the nature of it, was we're going to put you close. Because you know it. Oh, I know Ted. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, he was already kind of headed in the wrong direction. What do you know about your friends, right? What do you know about your neighborhood? Oh, yeah, man, there used to be this on the corner. Then they tore that down and they built this new subway. Blah, blah, blah. You know the neighborhood. You know what it used to be. You know where it's going. So that's why they did it. They would put you there. We don't do that anymore. These people can't afford to live. Go to New York, where you used to live, in Brooklyn, and try to buy a home. In some of the worst areas of New York, bad areas, it costs a minimum of $1 million. We're talking about for a two-bedroom apartment. Forget houses. I mean, it's so out of scale. So these cops can't even afford to live there. And she's admitting it. She's going, well, we gave them a raise. And we expect them to live up to, I don't care if you die, you got more money. You know what I mean? That's the logic. I don't care. And here's the worst part. Every cop on the force across the country looked at, first of all, they looked at the killing of George Floyd and they went, not good. Not good at all. Some people say that guy was a crisis actor. I don't know if he is or isn't. Derek Chauvin. Could be. But he's got his knee on the neck of what's his face, whether he's a crisis actor or not. And that's what has sparked all of this. And the majority of cops across the country went, man, that doesn't look good. That doesn't make us look good. I wouldn't want to do that. He wasn't in a life or death situation. I've made this comment. I told you point blank. If I'm a cop and you resist me, I reserve the right to kick the crap out of you. Period. The minute you start resisting, I don't go into cop mode. I go into KJ mode, and I'm going to ninja you until I'm going to knock you stone out. And don't you dare reach for my weapon, because then I'm going to shoot you. I'm not going to tase you. I'm telling you right now how I would do it. I'll deal with the civilian review boards after. Because what will happen is I will be alive. Body cam, cop cam, everything else. I'm going to say, look, I tried to arrest this dude. He's bigger than I am. That's the end of the story for me. They said, oh, you can't use a chokehold. Really, resist me. I will choke you stone out. I'll choke you out till the paddy wagon gets there. Well, he was choked to death. Well, he shouldn't have been resisting. Simple as that. So anyway, cops are upset because they're looking at George Floyd and they're going, we didn't like that. He was subdued. It was over, right? But then they look at this situation with Rayshard Brooks, and they're going, uh-uh, no way. These cops were respectful. They stood there. I didn't watch the whole thing. They said the video's 20 minutes. They were talking to him with respect. There was no, well, what are you doing out there? I'm dark after dark there, corner, Negro. What are you doing out here? We hang boys like you. This is the way they want you to believe it. They were completely cordial. I described everything this guy has. He's got warrants out for his arrest and all kinds of stuff, and he's drunk. And two of them could not subdue him. I want you to understand what would happen if an ordinary person had gone after this guy. What do you think would have happened to them? This dude is a killer. Weapons charges, all kinds of stuff. So the cops are looking at this going, wait a minute, that is totally legit. Two guys are wrestling this dude. I mean, he gets up and bam, he punches the dude in the face where he looked like he was trained. It was not a chumpy punch, a loopy punch. He was like, bam, right from the hip, shoulder, elbows tucked in, boom, hits him. Then goes after his taser and gets himself killed. And every cop in the country is going, that's a legitimate shoot. There ain't nothing wrong with that. And you want to charge this dude? So if I go out and do my job correctly, I'm going to get charged with murder? Okay, I tell you what. You can police yourself. And that's what's going on right now. Good for him.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Calls and charged with aggravated assault of Ms. Pilgrim, and this is for pointing a taser at Mrs. Pilgrim. And as many of you all know, under Georgia law, a taser is considered as a deadly weapon under Georgia law.
That was the Atlanta PD who says, you realize in Georgia, pointing a taser at somebody is a criminal offense or whatever he called it. But not when Rayshard Brooks got killed. Oh, how about that double standard right in front of your face? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm talking about the craziness of leftism and why you cannot, you don't want to live anywhere near a leftist. You don't want to. Do not, I'm warning you, stay away. Stay away. Yeah. I told you one of my buddies was telling me in my little town of Brady, Texas, where I grew up, and there was one lone white girl holding up a sign, Black Lives Matter, and all the people just, you know, doing their thing in this little country town, which shows you the cancer exists everywhere, but she couldn't get another person to join her. Oh, man. Don't live anywhere leftists control the city. By the way, my little town is going to be honoring me, I heard. So I'm looking forward to that. I don't know why, because it's not like I'm some big deal. But, yeah, they're supposed to be honoring me. So I was just talking earlier, morale's down with police. And leftists are crazy because they're taking the people, their protectors, and they're saying, you know what? We don't like you. We don't need you. Go away. We'll do it ourselves. And I tweeted that. I go, hey, you know what? If the cake hits the fan, call Kaepernick. If the cake hits the fan, call Roger Goodell. If the cake hits the fan in your city and you need to dial 911, let it go directly to one of the NFL kneelers. I heard a guy the other day, I'm definitely going to be kneeling when the season starts. Well, good, because I'm going to tell you something. There's going to be a lot of people not watching you kneel. So do it. They've already limited, I think, I don't know if they're going to let people back in the stadiums, but as far as I'm concerned, they're doing the NFL a favor, because that's what it would look like without the COVID, woo flu pandemic. Every one of these kneelers, tie your phone directly to your, if you live in Cincinnati or Cleveland or L.A. or whatever, don't call the cops. Call one of those NFL players and let them show up and do the job for the cops. I was watching a video the other day, and shots ring out. Pow, 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 pow. People start scrambling, running in the other direction. And you know what you see, because your eye can sense it? You see people running against the flow, two bodies running against the flow towards the noise. You want to know who they were? Well, they weren't running backs for the NFL. They were cops running towards the gunfire. And the dude shot like six people. I shot and killed a bunch of people. And I don't know the numbers, but he shot and killed a bunch of them. And the cops took him down, running towards him. Yeah, Kaepernick, you're a real hero. You know what Kaepernick won't do? He won't go and ride along with the cops and see what they do for a living. I guarantee you he won't do it because he's a putz. Black Lives Matter. I'm glad these police officers and law enforcement officers all around the country are saying, screw you, Democrats. And I tweeted this. If you live in one of these cities where you no longer have police protection, you're going to be happy about the Second Amendment. I bet you people are going out buying guns in droves and bullets in droves right now. Getting pit bull. You know, everything that was bad for you, man, these pit bulls, don't you ever own a pit bull? They're going out getting pit bulls and Rottweilers and getting guns and getting ammo and learning how to shoot bow and arrows, throw knives. They've become virtual preppers because they know it is escape from L.A. It is the purge that is about to happen. Good for you, police officers. Teach them a lesson. I tell people all the time, it may sound cruel. Oh, Kevin, you're just such a mean guy. You're doggone Skippy I am. If it's time for you to get your lesson, I'm the guy. It's like I tell my sons. I'd be like, look, there comes a point where you parent and you parent and you parent. You go, okay, fine. You got to learn this lesson on your own. Here's the fork. Go stick it in the circuit. Go stick it over there. Go stick it in the socket, because you need to feel what electricity is when it jolts you, because I've been telling you to stop. Well, I'm not going to do it anymore. It's called tough love. And what leftism needs is tough love. Why do you think you have Donald Trump as a president? Because he's dealing out tough love. You need to close these borders. You need to stop these stupid trade agreements. You need to make people pay that our partners to pay for their own protection and not have us do it. We need to get out of these stupid wars that we have nothing to do with. We have no skin in the game over there. He's gone. He's made sense of it all. We need to stop with all these government regulations. Why do we got to? Now we got to wear masks and be 6 feet away, and we're going to have a bunch of inspectors and all this. Are you crazy? None of that stuff's productive over a lie. And you know what else? We need a media that tells the truth. These are things Donald Trump is essentially saying. And they all make sense. They all make sense. Few things you need to know about Black Lives Matter, folks. And I've been tweeting this every day. Black Lives Matter is racist. The organization is run by anarchists. They openly destroy society. There is no way a right-leaning organization would be able to get away with it, nor would they want to. There is nothing sinister about the Tea Party movement, for example. But here's what's bad about this Black Lives Matter racist organization. And I'm going to tell you, don't send me a note telling me anything different. If you want to tell me Black Lives Matter and I tell you all lives matter and you tell me Black Lives Matter trumps all lives matter, you're an idiot and you're buying into racism. It's really that simple. They do this and they get rewarded. I want you to understand this. They promote racism and they get rewarded. They get millions of dollars put into their coffers, which we all know is going to Act Blue, which is going to Democrat candidates. That is a fact. This racist organization being funded by a bunch of very elite, wealthy people who are getting a tax break for funding racism, then gets the money sent down to the Democratic Party, the Democratic operatives who come out and preach about how great Black Lives Matter is. They preach racism and we fund it. They're rewarded. There are people on the payroll for this nonsense. And you can come out with the best idea as a conservative on the planet, and within a year it'll be gone. I know, because I've done it. I want you to imagine your kids behaving like Black Lives Matter. Yeah. They get a new Ferrari at the age of 16 because they burned down the house. Black Lives Matter, folks, is not about tearing down a few statues. It's about tearing down the American Republic. These people would tear down everything except Martin Luther King and Barack Obama, and it wouldn't be long before they tore down King. They would say he was too passive. They hate everything about this country. They want anarchy. They want to run it the way they see it, because, and you do not want to be anywhere near it because you're watching it right now. And it's a good thing you're watching it, because it's about to get you fired up. It certainly got some of these corn-fed white boys fired up. This race war they want built, it's happening, but it isn't just about race. It's about ideology. It's an ideological war. Because let me tell you, they don't care that I'm black. The minute I could be in the middle of an Antifa thing, they see me black. Oh, he's down with us. And I go, hey, go. I pull out my Trump hat. They will try to beat the crap out of me. Now, they might. They might beat the crap out of me. But I tell you what, there's going to be a lot of people in the hospital with me. I'm going to be over there going, yeah, I told you, man. Don't y'all be mad with me. Yeah, I told y'all. How many of y'all is it? Six? Yeah, I might be eating through a straw for a while, but I'll tell you what, it's going to be a lot of them eating through some straws, and a couple of them ain't going to be eating. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, let me tell you how crazy these people are. They held a baptism where George Floyd died. He has been declared a saint by people in that movement. You want to know how stupid these people are? I'm giving to you. And here's what the good news is, every time they do this stuff, every time you feel like you've been piled on, know this. Know a moderate. An angel gets its wings. A moderate is moved over from the left to the right. A left-leaning Democrat is moved over from the left to the right. This is happening in numbers that you can't even imagine. And this is why I told you Donald Trump will win. I've seen polls. Biden's ahead by 12 points or 14. If you believe that lie, go for it. I'm telling you, there are people going, I'm done. And they write to me every day.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.